The following program is paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents. The opinions expressed are not those of Town Square Media or station advertisers.
Hey, how's everybody doing out there? Welcome to Tony Mart Presents Music, Food, Fun, and Travel. Let the good times roll, which of course is what we're doing all over South Jersey and Atlantic City. Of course, this past Wednesday night with a phenomenal show, the Tony Mart Classic Rock Superstar Show, featuring Billy Walton and Danny Iyer and Bugsy and Patti Balbo and the Tony Mart All-Stars, Howard Isaacson, all of the very best are the Tony Mart All-Stars. Last night on the beach turned out to be a gorgeous night. Really perfect, lovely, not too hot, not too cold. Dane Anthony, again with the great Howard Isaacson. You know, we have a world-class sax player, Howard Isaacson. He had the number one contemporary jazz song of 2025, Daylight. And he did it Wednesday night in Atlantic City. And he will do it again on several more occasions, as he is our first call saxophone player. And he was performing with the great Dane Anthony Band, Dane Anthony, showing why he, of course, is one of the great entertainers at the Jersey Shore. We're very, very proud and pleased and just delighted. We love Dane Anthony. And then, of course, back at Kennedy Plaza for 15 shows beginning this Wednesday the 1st. And really, it is so exciting. I really cannot tell you how gratifying it is. This is the first time that Anna Popovic has appeared with her own Fantastifunk band in South Jersey. She did appear with the Jimi Hendrix tribute, the Jimi Hendrix experience, and was able to perform Experience Hendrix. She was able to 10 times Blues Music Award nominee. So many contemporary blues female, contemporary blues album, DVD of the year, blues rock artist, 21-22. Just tremendously highly recognized. And we are very proud to have her as the headliner at the Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk this Wednesday. Please make arrangements. You can park under Boardwalk Hall for $10 and come up and for free see a world-class show, which will not only include this incredible band, Fantastifunk, also Howard Isaacson as the guest star saxophonist, and Anna Popovic, who is just one of the top blues rockers, tremendously hot, scintillating performance on stage with a great band. And that is only part of the show. The Ocean Avenue Stompers will be there performing their New Orleans tinged kind of street beat rock and roll and rhythm and blues, along with a guest star who is in himself a story, emerging national star in a band called Dogs in a Pile. Dogs in a Pile is one of the most famous breakout emerging jam rock band, sensational band. For old school people who are out there, this band is so good, they reminded me of Frank Zappa's Mothers of Invention. They are a tremendous young band. And Brian Murray, is a wonderful, smooth, but also super technically great guitar player I would just for him alone, it'll be a crowd because of Dogs in a Pile, Ocean Avenue Stompers, and in a little while, we will be interviewing world-class Anna Popovic. We're reconfirming. Hopefully we can get her on the line. I know that I'm not sure where she's coming out of the Midwest, I think, but I know that she's leaving for Australia as soon as she finishes our gigs. So, you know, it's a major, major headliner. And I'm so, like I said, I love this Fantastifunk gig that she's doing. And we were really lucky to be able to get it as a show with all of that talent, an immense amount of talent. And, of course, we will also have on the show today the Wine Goddess. We miss her. We haven't had her on. And, I mean, just a couple of times. We like to have her all the time because she knows what goes at what is probably the best independent liquor store in the world, certainly the best in New Jersey, Circle Liquor Store. We are very grateful to Circle Liquor Store, and we are immensely into all of the wonderful things that you can get there. And because of their tremendous buying power, they can get things that no place else can get quickly, within a day or two if you need it. But they have so much. I mean, over 200 bourbons, single barrel whiskeys, single malt scotches, and, you know, the bourbons, well over, I think, 250, 300 bourbons now they're up to. An unbelievable amount in hand. And then, of course, the wines. And I think they have now, tequila has become so popular, I think they have a half of an aisle just devoted to tequilas, a whole, you know, just a really fun place to go and visit with the staff there. Of course, the wine master, Chester Malloy, Summers Point, Bay Rat, very proud. 80 years of history at Circle Liquor Store. It is the fun place, the place to have a good time, getting ready to let the good times roll. And Chester Malloy and the big guy JM and Jordan, the craft beer guy, and Vicky and Stephanie and Tim, so many people. I could name off a dozen personal friends who take care of people. Just go in and tell them you heard about it on the radio. We're going to feature wines and aperitifs for the warm weather. People are into light drinks, aperitifs with a little bit of a liqueur and lots of bubbles, the Prosecco's, the Cava's, the champagnes, the champenoise. We'll get into all of that with the Wine Goddess now in the next few minutes. In the meantime, I want to thank Rich Gerber for being a sponsor of this show. He has been for 10 years, 653-9101. Rich Gerber Insurance, a great guy to talk with. And we will talk a little bit more about how he can help you in so many ways with the multi-year guaranteed annuities and other investments and planning for you and your family. Richard T. Gerber Insurance in Lynnwood, 609-653-9101. I want to thank Richard. And I again want to thank Circle Liquor Store. And we are about to get into some really good time stuff. I so enjoy all of these different light drinks for the afternoons and evenings, for the barbecue, for the beach, wherever you are. And, of course, to enlighten us is the wine goddess herself from her branded website, BoozyLifestyles.com, and her book, Boozy Lifestyles, and all of that is Julia Stacy Riley. Julia, welcome to the show, my dear.
Hi, Carmen. Thanks for having me. That was a great lead-in about let the good times roll for the beginning of summer.
Yes. And I really can't wait. And I love all of those drinks. And we're going to talk about, Nancy loves the bubbles. It's so cool. Anytime, this is important, anytime you want a beautiful Prosecco that's chilled, just cruise by Circle Liquor Store. They're open from 9 a.m. until 10 p.m., 7 days a week, and get a bottle of Bel Casal that's chilled. And it's a wonderful thing to lighten up and enjoy at the summer. But let me have you take us back, because we're going to begin with the aperitifs that combine the interesting liqueurs and the traditions, and you're going to take us back that way, so please do.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned the Prosecco, because you'll need to pick up a bottle to make these spritzes that I'm about to talk about.
Right.
The first really ubiquitous one is the Aperol Spritz. I think everybody knows about that now. Aperol, the reason why these spritzes are so great is you get a nice big glass filled with ice, and it's refreshing and cold, and they're kind of low alcohol, so they go really well with like a daytime barbecue and situations where right. you want something to drink, but you want to drink light. So this Aperol really took off, and you would see it on the table of all of the people dining al fresco. And it's the one that you'll see that's kind of orange in color, and it's got some yes. notes of orange. It's a little bit of bitter to it, but not too much. And the fruit and Prosecco added just make it so sparkly and thirst-quenching. It originated in Italy. It's an Italian aperitif. It was created in the early 1900s, but it really didn't take off until after World War II. It was very popular then, but mostly in the region. And then finally, it became popular worldwide, and that's why we are seeing it all over the place now. And it's a really, that's the first one that really kind of took off like that. You've had those before, right?
Yes, and it's something, you know, you've seen for so many years in the piazzas in Italy and all over the cool places in the world like Barcelona. And Americans have really gotten hip to it. And, you know, now we can really get creative. I know that Chet was recommending the Chambord. You and I like the idea, and I really want to try this. We were talking about that beautiful champagne from Sonoma. What was the one we just talked about? I'd like to try that with some of the Chambord French raspberry liqueur.
Oh, that was the Roder. The Roder is
right.
Sparkling wine, and that is from the Cristal house. So
right.
they make the famous French champagne, but then they have their outpost in California that makes sparkling wine. Yeah, that sounds like a great idea. And that sparkling wine is not even, it's fantastic to drink on its own. It's not even that expensive. I think it runs about $27.
I love it. It's a great champagne. One of my favorite tasting domestic champagnes. Also, Saint Hilaire Champenois from France, another one that would go beautifully with several of these different liqueurs. What were some of the other ones that you were recommending that could?
Well, I was going to say,
you know, this is just about having fun. like, you know.
Right, ice. Exactly. Move over Aperol Spritz, because there's a new player in town, and it's right. called the Hugo. It's made with Saint Germain. Saint Germain is a fairly new spirit. It's based on something that's been around for centuries. The elderflower liqueur has been made in France forever, but this particular brand is made by an American. And he named it, but since it's a, you know, ode to a French liqueur, he named it Saint Germain after a specific district in the city of Paris. So it's very floral, because they use like 1,000 flowers to make one bottle of this. And it's pretty sweet. But once you add the Hugo is made with Prosecco and a little bit of club soda. Very similar right. to the Aperol Spritz. And once you add those, it dials the sweetness back a little bit. But it doesn't have the bitterness that the Aperol has. So it's a little different, but also very enjoyable for a summer afternoon.
It's the versatility that attracts me. There's so many different ways to do this. And you can do it with... The liqueur of your choice, combining different things. We're going to have you recommend some more liqueurs. But you can add the Prosecco. You can add the champagne, the champenois, the cava. You know, and it's so much fun, because if you're going to a party, if you bring a bottle of the liqueur, it doesn't have to be a full liter, you know, but... you know, and you have a little bit of liqueur, and then you have your sparkling wine on ice. You can add the amount of club soda or different flavored seltzers, whatever you like, whatever you find to be fun. You know, Circle has it, or Circle will get it. If you're looking for, like, for instance, this Saint Germain she's talking about, a lot of places might even know what you're talking about, but, you know... Chet will have a case of it for you in 3 days if they don't have enough. Okay, that's a joke, of course, but it's true. You know, nobody's going to drink a case of Saint Germain, but there's so many things that you can do with this concept. Tell us a couple of more of the liqueurs or the ideas that you're recommending, please.
You mentioned Chambord. That's a great one to talk about, that black raspberry flavor liqueur. It's delicious. That's really good to sip on its own, but also right. makes a great spritz. We learned a little bit about Chambord on our trip to France. We passed the Chateau de Chambord in the Loire Valley in France. It's one of those beautiful chateaux that the nobility in Paris decided that Paris was had too much turmoil, and they decided to go to the beautiful rolling hills of the Loire Valley and build these fantastic chateaux that now are major tourist attractions in that area. And so the story goes that Louis XIV used to like to just go and visit, and he would be a guest of various people in the different chateau. And he liked the Chateau de Chambord because they made this black raspberry liqueur. It was a favorite of his that he would like to go visit there and drink that. So it dates back, you know, to Louis XIV's time, but as a brand, the Chambord brand is about 50 years old. So that one is particularly good with a little bit of Prosecco, and you can use some sparkling water if you want, but it's also just good with a bit of Prosecco.
Yeah, I think that, you know, the Chambord is neutral enough so that you don't really need to cut it a lot. But listen, people want to cut it, and they can cut it all they want and have fun with it. That's what's nice about this. You know, there are a lot of guests that don't want to drink a lot of alcohol but want to be in the action and, you know, add as much seltzer as you like or flavored club sodas. I want to mention, being Sicilian, of course, I want to mention the blood red orange. Now, Chester does have a blood red orange liqueur. Also, you can get non-alcoholic blood red orange and add that into this and do some things with some Proseccos or also with some other French sparkling wines. And we also wanted to talk about the Moscato, right?
Sparkling wines. We had the Cava, the Moscato from Italy. La Spinetta was the one in particular that we liked in Moscato. And also the Cava from Spain. That was called Villarno. That's the one with the beautiful Antoni Gaudí designed bottle. And
let me stop you just one second. This is a great gift to bring to any kind of party, because the bottle is so beautiful. It's an artistic suggestion, kind of replication of the designs of the great Antonio Gaudí from Barcelona. The bottle is so cool, and I think a lot of hosts and hostesses would want to keep the bottle. Villarno is very good cava. This is Barcelona cava, Spanish sparkling wine, nicely balanced. And then the other thing that I wanted to come back to was, what Moscato are we recommending? You mentioned it just a minute ago. Would you repeat it, please?
Yes, it's La Spinetta. La Spinetta makes several different wines that we've enjoyed from different parts of Italy, but the sparkling wine, the Moscato, is particularly good.
Right. Now, let's talk about some reds that are light and nice for the warm weather. Of course, you might want to mention, do you want to mention a Sauvignon Blanc? Because there are so many Sauvignon Blancs that are, it's really become very, very popular. And again, it's light. And you can go so many different ways. You can go to France. You can go to the Alpine areas. You can go, of course, to New Zealand. One or two thoughts on that, Madam Wine Goddess?
Sure. Sauvignon Blanc, we had some excellent French examples in Sancerre and Puy-Fumé.
Right.
And you'll find Sancerre. A lot of those at a good value at Circle.
Sancerre is excellent. I want our producer Chris to know that the rock star, the blues rock star, is signaling to me that she is ready, so you can reach out to her and we'll get ready to do the next segment. I want to finish up with the Pinot Noirs. Again, these are wines that are so popular now, the Sauvignon Blanc, the Pinot Noir. The Pinot Noir gives you a little lighter, less tannin kind of red for the warm weather, right?
Right. There's one that I've gotten from Chet a few times called Domaine Bouchain, and it's a Carneros appellation that's in Sonoma. And they make excellent Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. That's really a perfect appellation for those two varietals that like kind of a cooler climate.
What is the name of that one?
Bouchain.
Oh, I've had that, yes. It's the Carneros, yes. You know, it's very hard to find any wine in Carneros that isn't excellent.
Yes.
That's what my experience has been, you know. Okay. Well, I'm looking forward to having you back again soon, because there's so many great, great white wines for us to enjoy and to put together with the liqueurs. And you do a great job. And I hope everyone out there appreciates what a great job you do. I know that I do and Chet does. And we want to mention, please, go ahead, plug yourself for a second there. Boozy Lifestyles, right?
You can find me at boozylifestyle.com, and you can find a link to my book on Amazon there as well.
Thank you. The Wine Goddess herself helping us out. today.
Thank you so much, Colin.
That's a great job, the Julia Stacey Riley. Thank you. Well, I've been very excited about producing a show with this next guest, and I'm going to have my dream come true, so to speak, this Wednesday night. I again want to just urge you, this is a unique experience, a three-hour concert, and the headliner is a international blues rock star. And, you know, they just interviewed me, and they said, they asked me for my final word, and I said, don't quit your day job. Well, this is a woman who is on the verge of becoming a superstar. She certainly can quit her day job because everyone is talking about her. On the legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise, which is the original blues cruise that we've been doing for a long time, her group, Fantastifunk, was, in my opinion, far and away the greatest new band. And she's bringing them to us, along with our guest star, Howard Isaacson. You are just on the cusp of this illustrious career blowing up. And we love you and can't wait to see you. Anna Popovic, welcome to South Jersey and the Jersey Shore.
Thank you so much. I am so excited. So excited. It's going to be a great show. I really, really look forward to it.
It's going to be fun. And for people who are not familiar with you, let's talk a little bit. I mean, I'm looking down the list here, you know, and I'm seeing how many times in USA Today and Billboard and Amazon and the Blues Music Awards. I was at the Blues Music Awards, and you were up for Album of the Year with this great album. And, of course, Buddy Guy and our friend Tom Hambridge won, but certainly just to be in that company is a great accomplishment in your career.
It is. It is. And you know, the Blues Society has been supportive ever since I started. And it's been years. What you were just talking about, I never had a different job. This is my job for more than 20 years, and I love it, and it's my passion. And, you know, coming from Eastern Europe and living here in Los Angeles, it's just it's my dream come true, that's for sure. And, well, I heard a lot about your concert series, and I'm so excited to be there. But, yeah, it is music that's really rooted in blues. But it's got so many other wonderful you know, add-ons to it. It's as funk, soul, gospel, rock, just so many different things with a great band. My band ranges from 3-piece to 11-piece, and I love all the formations. But Fantastifunk is amazing and is an amazing experience. So I am bringing a 7-piece band to you, and I'm looking forward to playing with Howard. But it's such a hot band. They are just incredible. We just played the Jazz Fest last night in Rochester, and man, that was just incredible. And we are ready for you guys. I mean, it's going to be a very nice closure for this tour for me, and then I'm off to Australia in July, and then we're basically playing three continents in a few months. But Atlantic City certainly is going to be one of the top for us.
You are going to be on the Jersey Shore, where you belong at this time of the year. There's no better place in the world than to be at the Jersey Shore, and you're going to be right there in front of the sand dunes. I did want to mention that Fantastifunk, this hard driving, as you said, it's a fusion of a lot of great musical styles. You know, we have some tremendous musicians. One of them is going to be your guest star, Howard. And we were talking about your music last night, the musicians and I, and they were saying, my God, those charts, the music that she composes and arranges is so sophisticated, so impressive. You know, when people hear the word blues, right away it's like, you know, 3-chord, 12-bar. These guys are music. Anna, these are music educators, and they think you're charged for great. They can't wait to play with you and see you. But let's go back. I mean, the L.A. funk thing is what turned me on. The jazzy L.A. funk thing with the hard drive and rocky edge. But I remember when you were heading the B.B. King band. I remember you doing that on the ship. You in front of that 10-piece B.B. King band with the great drummer there leading with Coleman, right?
Yes, that's right.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, I've been always trying to represent myself different than the time before. You know, that's why I love to evolve. I love to, you know, to try something new. That particular time, and you're talking 10 years ago, that was my time. I was living in Memphis, Tennessee at that time. And I had I always had this vision about the big band. And you're talking about the horns and players in Atlantic City that like my style. I put a lot of effort into the horn charts and the all kinds of charts for drums. For bass. It's very important for me that it makes sense, that it's really unique, and that people really have a wide spectrum at that one show that they come to see. I want them to experience all these different colors and sounds. So, you know, that was a Mo Better Love band you're talking about, and that was more Memphis-based, sort of a Memphis groove, more blues, soul too. It was fantastic. It was a tryout for me, and this is where my constant wish for a big band comes from, because I write music for horns and the background vocalists. We got Fantastafunk. We just had a legend, Lenny Castro, on percussion, flew from L.A., and he was just as amazed as you're talking about the charts and the music. And this guy played with everybody, with Rolling Stones, with the Jazz Cats. He's a legend. And he's, anytime you want me, and you know what, next time I'm going to bring him, you got to see this guy play percussion. It is the best of them really out there, and a real legend. So, you know, it's amazing to me to get such positive feedback from people that played literally with everybody, and they just love the music, you know, the bass, and they want to be involved. He's like, anytime you got something, I'll be there. It's just a treat, you know. It's a 90 minutes of our time where I get to be one with the band, and we get to really play this wonderful charts and wonderful music. It's really worth living for. Really, it's worth, you know, doing this as a job. We travel a lot. We put a lot of work into it, but it's all at the end worth it once we hit that stage. And so Mo Better Love Band was a tryout. Now it's Fantastafunk. And of course, in the midst of all this, sometimes I show up with a 4-piece and a 3-piece, and people love that too. You know, there are people that just want to hear guitars all night long. Yes. Give me the guitar. Yes. So, you know, I enjoy all the formations of my music, because it can feature it all. But I definitely, all those charts they're talking about, I write that together with the hand-picked horn sections that I love to work in New Orleans. There's a horn section in L.A. There is a horn section. I mean, depending on the sound of the track, I handpick obviously my horn section from Europe, and I send them all out depending on the song, and I talk to them and send them audio of what I want in a song.
Well, the recognition is there, and people, 20 years your career, and tonight you're in Saratoga at one of the most prestigious jazz festivals in the eastern United States, the Saratoga Jazz Festival, and we're honored that you're going to be with us at Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk on, you know, Wednesday the 1st, after playing big name prestigious venues like that. The other thing is just that I love the, you know, what you're doing with the Fantastafunk. A lot of people love the recognition you're receiving as being on the Jimi Hendrix tribute, you know, with people like Buddy Guy and Eric Johnson and Johnny Lang and our friends Kenny Wayne Shepherd. You are right there you know, the big girl with the big boys, world class. These are the greatest blues rockers in the world, and you have become one of them. I can't tell you, Anna, how it makes me feel to have you, but tell us how it makes you feel to be doing things like the Jimi Hendrix tribute tour.
Oh, it's just incredible. You know, I mean, it's incredible too. That was, I did that 5 years off and on. And I was one of the first women to do it.
Right.
At that time, it was pretty exclusively boys, I guess I would have to say. And it was an incredible, really experience, you know, because we all admire Hendrix so much, and the fact that it was put together by his family really makes it very exclusive. And you know, we are all just very honored, no matter even if you're Buddy Guy or you're Kenny Wayne Shepherd. We were all there in the same, traveling together, and we would put on a Jimi Hendrix documentary and watch and just be like kids again, because we all experienced Hendrix back when we were teenagers, and now with full-blown careers of our own, we come together and leave those careers aside for a second and just play Hendrix music again. And it's just over and over you realize what this man has done in being what, 24 to 27 years old, what kind of music, lyrics, arrangements. He's one of other people that also was planning and never got a chance to put on a big band. He was hearing horns. He wanted to do stuff with the bigger formations, and unfortunately never got a chance to do it. But his music, you know, will live forever. And he inspired everybody from, you know, blues music to heavy metal and everything in between. Is just impressive. Yes. So yeah, that is just one of the things that I really enjoyed doing, and now of course with my band we just travel the world and play our music for a lot of people.
Thank you. I want to say that in my opinion, the original and probably the greatest ever, certainly the inspiration for what we now commonly refer to as blues rock, Jimi Hendrix was probably the original blues rocker. And,
oh, absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
What you're doing with it. And, you know, just to go for a second on the gender thing, there's only a couple of you out there that can stand toe-to-toe with all the big boys, and you are one of them. And, I'm going to stop saying it because it's redundant, but I'm so tremendously impressed with you. 20 years, you know, we've been watching you on the Blues Cruise for a long time. You know, Nancy and I have been on that cruise with you, and we've seen you evolve from the European-style jazz to all these different incarnations. It is the mark of a great artist that you're able to do so many different things and continue to evolve doing different things. And it sounds to me like you relish that, and that's what really motivates you to be as great as you are.
I really do. There's so much music inside me, I want to say, because I grew up on Roots Blues and Elmer James and Howlin' Wolf. And this is the music, the Delta stuff I was listening when I was literally 3 years old. This is my DNA. Although I grew up in Serbia, this is my DNA. And then from there on, we listened to everything from all Three Kings to Robin Ford and all the jazzy stuff and funk and soul. So, you know, I just like if you're born in America, you know, if you're exposed to the music, it's going to be a part of your DNA. Well, I wasn't born in the States, but I do feel like this is home for me because this is what I was listening to every day, daily basis, every day, loud in my home. So, you know, there's so much music that I want to touch on. And but the blues has always been the center of it all. However, I do want to reach out and play all that is inside me and inside of me. And I want to play it right. I want to play it modern, because I am I was not born in the 50s or 60s or whatever, or the 30s. We need to sound up to date, and bring the best in musicians nowadays, the way they play. So that's my quest, and everything else is like, there is no There is, you know, no stops. You just play what you feel. You be who you are. I try not to copy anybody with my style, with the songs I choose, with the solos that I play, with the lyrics and the songs that I write. I try to be myself. I try to be Anna Popovich, and that's it. That's the only rule. Just try to do you.
Right now, it is fantastic-funk. And I fell in love with it on the Blues Cruise last October. And it's so fulfilling to have you here Wednesday. You are so hot. And I want you to know, we are ready for you because you are as hot as it gets. And the weather is going to be equally as warm and ready on that boardwalk with just a little breeze coming off the Atlantic Ocean.
I just can't wait. And the fact that I have a day off to enjoy it before I play for you guys is just a cherry on the cake because we don't get to enjoy places too often. We just had an 11-day back-to-back touring, so that's going to be just a little breeze before we get to play for you. So I'm so excited.
Thank you so much. We'll be ready for you. Anna Popovic, please, everybody, do yourself a favor and come and see one of the true great ones that has not been with her own solo or her own band here, only with the Jimi Hendrix tour up until now, right, Anna?
I would think so, yeah. It's about time.
I'm the one. I'm the first one to bring you. Thank you, Anna.
That's awesome. Thank you so much. And
have a great gig in Saratoga tonight. We'll see you Wednesday night at Mardi Gras on the Boardwalk in Atlantic City.
Wonderful.
Thanks for doing this.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. See you soon.
You're welcome. The great Anna Popovic. Bye-bye. Thank you. You know, that's Saratoga Jazz Festival is one of the greatest, most prestigious jazz festivals. And that'll give you a hint. You know, the band is called Fantastic Funk. Okay. You know, we know her from the Blues Cruise. Tonight she's playing a jazz festival. She is a great musician. Howard Isaacson is one of the best jazz musicians in New Jersey, and he's looking at her music and preparing for her. And this is truly a preeminent, you know, Samantha Fish has become very, very big, you know, having played all over with Rolling Stones, with Tab Benoit, who will be here on the 8th of July. That's another major, major show. I had somebody come up to me on the beach last night and said, oh, my God, we paid a lot of money to see Tab Benoit in Virginia. And then I found out you were going to have him here. We can't wait. That's what we do, thanks to the New Jersey State Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. And this show with Anna Popovic is a show on that level. When Samantha Fish played here 2 years ago, we almost had to close the boardwalk. She's so popular and so great. And we're really talking about two of the hottest, if not the hottest. I mean, they are Samantha Fish and Anna Popovic. It's not really cool to compare people like that because they're so different. Anna, of course, is much more rooted in Southern rock and blues. But that's why it's dangerous to do this. Samantha is much more rooted in Southern rock and blues. But Anna, when we first saw her, was doing as much jazz and funk and blues as anything. And that's going on 20 years ago. When you see her, you won't be able to believe that she's been in the business that long. She's so beautiful and so energetic and vivacious on the stage. Please do yourself a favor. Come up that escalator, park, and see this show. It's really worth enjoying. And you'll also get to see the guitar star of one of New Jersey's hottest jam rock bands. Dogs in a Pile have been breaking all over the country for 2 years now, in New Orleans, all over Colorado, California. And Brian Merry is a superb guitarist. and he will be the guest star with the Ocean Avenue Stompers, led by Ian Gray, and that will be the opening part of the show. But it's really a co-bill, because Brian Murray is just as popular as anybody, were practically almost anybody except for, you know, some of the icons, like Mitch Ryder and Booker T. Jones. But Dogs in a Pile is a really, and you should come and see it. You know, come and see what the world is outside of a few things here and there in Atlantic County. We bring you that, and we want you to come and enjoy it and be part of it. I want to thank our friend Frank Rocco. Frank Rocco is a very, very major part of what makes a great lifestyle for all of us here in South Jersey. He is operating the fabulous Great Bay Country Club in Summers Point, which is a wonderful, wonderful place. Their Chef Looper has been right up at the top, one-time award, one of the 3 years, won the award for the People's Choice of Gumbo. By the way, Jersey Gumbo, 3 o'clock on the 13th of July. It's a free festival, free parking at the Point Nightclub. 3 o'clock in the afternoon, we're going to have a tremendous group of individuals, the entertainment, the chefs, just a lot of fun. And the only thing you pay for is to, you know, all you care to taste and be part of the contest. July 13th, you will see a New Orleans funk band that was Walter Wolfman Washington's band, and that's Soul Project NOLA. And along with them, playing some traditional New Orleans sounds, will be our own Plaid Salmon Horns. And then we're going to have our good friends from Dead Reckoning doing Stones, doing Grateful Dead. It's just an all-day festival, thanks to our good friends at the Point Nightclub for allowing us to do that there. It's 2 weeks from this Monday. Jersey Gumbo. It's the greatest deal. Free. All the entertainment is free. The parking is free. And the gumbo, $20, and you can just enjoy gumbo for 3 hours from 3 to 6 o'clock and really have a good time. But I do want to get back to Frank Rocco, because I got off on a tangent there, because Frank Rocco is his chef, is so great at Great Bay Country Club. He's going to be, hopefully he will be competing, making gumbo. It's hard for everybody to get over there and make gumbo this year because there's so many demands on these chefs. We're hoping that is going to happen. We know that the odds-on favorite this year is going to be Smithville. I know that Chef Phil Gormley is ready, is coming loaded for bear, but you can never count out the Gregories. Walter Gregory is one of the finest people in Summers Point, and he comes just to be a part of it and makes great gumbo, having won the People's Choice 2 years ago. Jersey Gumbo. Mark that on your calendar, 3 o'clock on Monday the 13th. All kinds of free entertainment and good times. But Frank Rocco is a sponsor. Great Bay Country Club is a major sponsor of the concerts on the beach in Summers Point. And we are still working to get additional sponsors, Xfinity, Comcast, The Point, of course, Heist Insurance Company, Shore Storage, Shore Local, our media partner, and Great Bay Country Club are all top-line sponsors. And Frank Rocco is also part of the ownership group at Ocean Casino. And that's why we want to single him out. Tonight they have one of the hottest shows. You have James Taylor at the Hard Rock, but you have Joe Bonamassa at the Ocean at the Fantastic Ovation, one of the top venues in South Jersey. Joe Bonamassa is the preeminent leading blues rocker in the world today. And that will be a spectacular show with some of the finest musicians on earth performing with Joe Bonamassa. And I believe there's still, I checked on it, and there are some tickets left, and we will be there. But I do want to single out, you know, when you're doing what we're doing, it's so hard. We're working so hard. Nancy and I are working so hard right now, and people like Mike Riley and Laura Smith-Kiter, tremendous amount of work she's doing with us. And the Grizz is in Tucson, but she's working very hard. You need people like Frank Rocco. The community needs people like him to help us do all these things. And I want to thank him and thank Ocean Casino. And I want to thank Great Bay Country Club. And I want to thank Kenny Adams, our good friend, who stepped up and gave us tremendous sponsorship support with Golden Nugget this year. And, of course, the Claridge as well. And the city of Atlantic City, Mayor Marty Small and Cash McKinley, these folks are really the Atlantic City Police Department, the Summers Point Police Department, the Summers Point Public Works. All of these people go out of their way to take care of us, as does the Circle Liquor Store. Circle Liquor Store is, without a doubt, one of the greatest of all the liquor stores, probably the best independent liquor store. And they sponsor. When you come to see Anna Popovic on Wednesday night, the Tony Mart Beverage Garden will be there at reasonable prices and quality libations, thanks to the Circle Liquor Store helping us. We could not do it. You know, you cannot afford to provide these kinds of accommodations nowadays unless you have great people like the Circle Liquor Store with Jeanette Gemza and Frank Rocco and, you know, all of these people that I'm naming off that are there helping us all the time. It would not work without them doing what they do. And of course, what we're doing is providing all of this tremendous free entertainment. Anna Popovic, this Wednesday night, do yourself a favor. Do not miss her. She will hit around 8:30, and she will rock. Tab Benoit, one of the most popular blues rockers, Louisiana music stars in the country, will be here on the 8th. And we will be back on the beach on the 10th of July. Until then, everybody, we want to thank you all for helping us and supporting us. Wish you a happy 4th of July. We'll see you next week. Till then, let the good times roll.
The preceding program was paid for and presented by Tony Mart Presents.